Hallelujah. Thank you, sir, for this devotion. God bless you.
Shadow, you won't light up. Mountain, you won't climb up. Coming after me. Can we sing it together, church? No wall you won't kick down. Lie you won't tear down. Coming after me. No shadow, you won't light up. No shadow, you won't light up. Mountain, you won't climb up. Coming after me. No wall you won't kick down.
Placed upon me by the grace of God. The same thing goes to all of us. Hallelujah. Amen. I've come on behalf of the evangelism team and on behalf of the church to just, you know, all listen to what God has for us today. The topic is evangelism. Hallelujah. We just read Matthew 28. Verses 18 to 20. Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20, which says, hallelujah. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye in that power, Jesus is telling us. With that power, I say, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 20 says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the earth. Hallelujah. That is evangelism. It is a general commission. It is not for a set of people or a set of department. This is a general call to every believers. Everyone that is a Christian, everyone that has been called by Jesus Christ. Once we accept Jesus Christ, we become an evangelist. Hallelujah. So evangelism is a general assignment for me and for you, for every believers, every churches, everywhere. It is a general call that God has called us. Hallelujah. It is like an advertisement. You know, when we see business people, you shake their hair, how are you doing? Oh, this is what I do. That is it. We carry Jesus Christ everywhere we go. So we need to introduce people to Jesus Christ. Let them know who we carry. Hallelujah. So evangelism is the beginning of everything. It's the genesis of the church. Without the evangelism, there is no church. The same disciples that they were weak, they were coward, they could not even come to the outside. They were hiding under the caves everywhere. But when Jesus Christ told them in Acts 1 verse 8, he said, go ye into the upper room and stay and wait. And in Acts 2, when the Holy Spirit came upon them, they came out of that coward that they were. They became bold. They have the energy. They could go even to the leaders of the nations. Hallelujah. To do what? To witness. Evangelism is the beginning of the church. Without the evangelism, there is no church. Before any program in the church, before the preaching, before the teaching, before anything is carried out, evangelism started everything. And it is for all. It is not for a group of people. So, evangelism is for the church of God. I come to tell us today that every one of us that is sitting down individually, we are evangelists. We are supposed to witness to the glory of God. So evangelism is an act of loving God. We just thank all those loving God and loving souls. The Bible says, serve the Lord with all your heart and mind and souls. Hallelujah. And love your neighbors too. That is evangelism. Hallelujah. It is about willing soul. It is about willing the souls of men unto the Lord. It is also the act of worship. We just worship. That's not the only way we worship. Our sitting down in the service should be worshiping God. Everything we say, everything we do should be worshiping God. 24/7 should be a time to worship God. Every act, it should be praising God. It is fearing God. We love so God so much. We are not afraid of Him, but we love Him and we display the love. We fear Him. It is also praising God when we evangelize, and it's feeding God when we worship. And worship is evangelism. You know the song that say that God lives in the praise of His people. We are created by God to worship Him. Pastor just said that. Everybody already preached this thing today. Praise the Lord. The reason we live is to worship Him. Our lives are meaningless if we cannot worship God. Every act of man should be praised and worship unto God. Our coming together, sitting down here today, should be displaying the worship of God. Not when the worship leaders lead us alone. Our heart, our minds, and our souls should be worshiping God. Hallelujah. So we must be very mindful of our contributions when we come into the house of the Lord or in a gathering. How much praise we give to God, individually and collectively, each time we come together. So it is not only for the worship alone. Having an evangelism department in a church is just for organization. It's just for responsibility for a group of people or department to be organizing and leading the church. We are not leading the just few people that are in evangelism team. No. Evangelism team is to lead the church to evangelize. The work of evangelism is for the whole church. Everybody. This is the only call that is general. It is only commission that is general. Men, women, children, youth, young adults, every one of us is called for this commission that God gave us in Matthew 28. verses 19 and 20. So if we have an evangelism team is going out, it's just to organize the going out so that the whole church can be involved. So it is the work of the whole church, not just an evangelism team. All followers. Jesus Christ addressed all his followers to go yeesh, to do the work of evangelism. You may not be in the department of evangelism, but we are all commissioned to do evangelism. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. So evangelism is the way we enlighten the mind of people. We brighten their world when we evangelize. It is an act of bringing Jesus to everywhere we go. That is what we have. We have Jesus. So Jesus should be with us. The Bible says is in us. The kingdom of God is in us. And Jesus is the kingdom of God. It's in us. The word of God is the kingdom of God. The nature of God is the kingdom of God. So it should be inside of us. So we don't live home without it. Hallelujah. Amen. So we take Jesus Christ everywhere we go. We are spreading the good news. Who is Jesus? Hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalm 119, it says the entrance of the word of God giveth light. And who is the word of God? John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word is God. Hallelujah. So that is what we do. And you know the example of that is Christmas. On Christmas, every window is having light. Every street is having light. Everywhere is light. Even places that are dark, you see light. It's announcing that Jesus Christ is coming. We are remembering his birth that came. The light came into the darkness. If you realize other things that we practice, like Halloween, it's scary. It's about death. It's about wickedness. You go to a street, you want to run. Sometimes you abandon a street just because of the devil and all things that they place there. You don't want to go there. And if you are a true Christian, you watch there, you'll be pleading the blood of Jesus. Cover myself with the blood of Jesus. Cover this place with the blood of Jesus. That is for this world. But with God, it's light. Even where it's dark, when the all light is shiny, you see it. I don't have time to tell you about a poem that God gave me sometime. I never had the history of a Christmas tree, but God gave me that poem. Each part of that tree and the light speaks something. Hallelujah. So the entrance of the Jesus we are carrying around should be giving people light. Should be bringing light to the life of people. That is our job. Hallelujah. We are enjoying, we are experiencing the goodness of the gospel. And that's why we should be so much concerned to spread the love of God that we are enjoying, that we are experiencing to others. So we are evangelism again. That to let us know that all of us has been ordained to evangelize. All of us, everyone. If the same word was spoken to us, God did not say, Peter, come, let me speak to your ears. Every one of us, the word is spoken. I just read it. It's spoken to all of us. So, Holy Spirit, like Pastor Precious says this morning, Holy Spirit has ordained all of us. You know, without the Holy Spirit, we cannot do it. You see, remember, the apostles, they could not do anything until the Holy Spirit came upon them. Until the anointing to evangelize, anointing to witness was placed upon them. Evangelism is not carnal. It's a spiritual thing. It is given by the Lord, who is a spirit. And when we carry out, we must carry it out in the spirit of the Lord. So we need to pray. Maybe our pastor will set a time that all of us will fast, as Jesus told them to go and wait in the upper room until they were endowed with Holy Spirit. All of us need to be endowed with Holy Spirit, that power and that that anointing to go and evangelize. We need it. Evangelism is not a carnal thing. Let's go and speak to people. You don't. If you speak your word, they will hear you. But when we have the word of God to speak, the word of God carries power. It carries authority. It carries anointing. It carries everything, you know, to penetrate the heart of men. But we need that special grace so that we will not be evangelizing in Cana. You don't even know who is Jesus. You want to go, give me tracts. It's not evangelism alone. It's part of it. Go pray. It's not it alone. The Bible says go and make disciples. When we speak, when we pray, we draw them in. So we need those anointing. I'm ahead of my time, I mean myself, but because of the time, because I have a lot to pour out, so I'll just be rushing in. You know, when the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles, they had the boldness. It was not the apostles that were evangelizing. It is the Holy Spirit and the anointing that he has placed upon them that was doing the work. They are just vessels. When the Holy Spirit enter, the anointing enter, the power enter, the authority enter, everything of God enter, he pushes you out to do it. And when we make ourselves available, it's not us doing it. It's the Holy Spirit. It's that anointing that is playing out. That's what we saw in the life of the apostles. And that's what we have to believe God for. To witness. It is a call of God to all believers. It is the commandment of God to all believers. It is the commission of God to all believers. It is the mandate of God for all believers. It is the agenda of God to all believers. And it is the plan of God to all believers. Hallelujah. That is evangelism. I am here to tell the church today that we must get involved in evangelism. Don't leave it to the few groups that call ourselves evangelism. That's just for responsibility and accountability so that they can say, okay, this is the program, church, take it. We all go out. Hallelujah. So, like I say, evangelism is not a superficial something. It is internal. It is the Spirit of God, and it is the mandate of God. You see, all power belongs to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit gave power and the boldness. It was not the apostle that decided they want to go out and talk and speak. It was the Holy Spirit. So we need to be under the auction of the Holy Spirit so he can help us to do what he has anointed us to do in his way. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You see, we praise, we sing, and the Bible says God lives in the praise of his children. And that's evangelism. It's so amazing. The fullness of God to inhabit. The fullness of God to inhabit and dwell in our praises. That should even give us the mandate to want to praise God, because we want to host God. You know, our praise will be irresistible to God. God will not be able to resist our praise because we are bringing it from the heart of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So, and I want to tell us that Christianity is a kingdom. Have we ever thought of it like that? Christianity is a kingdom, and it is the kingdom of God on earth. Let thy kingdom come. God, Jesus brought this kingdom, and it is the Christianity, and we are the family of God on earth. We are the people that God has on earth. We are his representative, ambassadors. So, what do we do? Hallelujah. You know what we have been doing, parents? I'm talking to myself. I'm a parent of four giants. I'm telling you, all my children are taller than me. You know, four. Two of them are over 40 years. So I'm a parent of four. You see, but we have been training them in the kingdom of this world. We have not been training our children in the kingdom of God. Even Christianity is here. All we do is send them to school. Let them make good grades. Get good job. get good life, cars, everything. They are good children when they do that. And that will end here. That is feeding this thing that our pastor called flesh. We feed this. We feed ourselves. You see, I'm just picking up the spirit. God is a spirit. The Bible says in John 4:24, whosoever will worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. What is truth? The word of God is truth. What is spirit? God is spirit. The word of God is God, is God, and God is the word of God. Hallelujah. So, we've been trained. We love them. They are good children. They are doctors. They are this thing. They have mansions. This is just to satisfy this flesh, not us inside. This, you don't know me, you've never seen me as grace. You see the house that God built and put me in. I am inside. This is my house. When God created us in the beginning, he created us from the mud. We are just like dead people. Until he picked up and breathed in us. That is what we call the image of God. That we carry the image of God. So, is that the image of God in us that is carrying us? If we allow him to lead us. God doesn't look like I look now. Because it's a spirit. You don't know how he looks. If the spirit of God, unless you are in the spirit, you can't see him. Hallelujah. We can only see. This is, it just, all of us make, we like beautiful homes. We go and look for houses. And we look for the one we like. He just make beautiful houses. If I look beautiful to you, it's the house that God made. Grace is inside. Grace is inside. This is not grace. Hallelujah. So, the spirit, God is a spirit. And devil is a spirit. The difference is that the spirit of God brings life. Eternal life. And all the good things. The spirit of Satan brings is this flesh and death. That's it. So the spirit of Satan is fulfilled when you see somebody lie on the floor, that person is gone. This flesh that we have been feeding is lying down. And what do you see again? Death. Flesh and death. That's all of Satan. Praise the Lord. He cannot take us beyond this to eternal. Hallelujah. Let me go back on track. Hallelujah. So we have been training these children. And we're not even washing the time. We have been training these children of all this. They are not useful for God. No matter how many children we have them naturally. They are not in the instrument of God. Only children that are useful for God is the born-again Christian. Because we have been corrupted. We are giving birth to corrupted children. If our children are not serving God, they are enemy of God. No matter how much we love them, they are enemies of God. So, the Bible says, I don't have time. You see, barren women, make your place, enlarge your coast. Enlarge, maybe, like, why? Because spiritual children will feel it. Those are the ones that will give glory to God. Those are the ones that give glory to God. Our ordinary children that we have here, they are not giving glory to God. They are giving glory to this world. So, we have assignment to do. We need to go. Evangelize our home. Evangelize our children. If we are to fast for 21 days, fast. God hears prayer. He will hear us. I am in the same thing. All my children call them same Christian, but to me, they don't serve God the way I expect them. I'm still crying to God. God has to be sending to me. Leave them. Maybe Pastor Emmanuel and others that they were in one of our prayer, they will testify that the prophecy came and said, leave them to me. They are my load. Don't carry my load. God even says, stop having sleepless night. Praise the Lord. So we have to cry out to our children so they can come into the kingdom of God. If they are not born again, they are part of the enemies of God. Praise the Lord. So let us be mindful of the kingdom of God. All we have been doing, all those are the kingdom of this world. No matter how many degrees they got, it ends. None of them will hold the degree when they are going. When they are there, the degree, they don't even know about the degree anymore. The degree to go to heaven, the degree to go to heaven is what we should be training our children to do. And the commission in Jeremiah 9:17-21, it says, teach your children, your daughters to will. That's to pray, to will. That's, and if we go to Joshua 1, it says, be courageous. This book of law must not depart from you. Teach it to your children. That's how we populate the kingdom of heaven. When we are in this world and we are reading the Bible and we are practicing it, the Bible will give us the nature of God. The nature of this world is what we carry out all the time. Because this self is what we are nurturing. Praise the Lord. So let us move to do the building of God so we can glorify God. Hallelujah. So evangelism is about souls. Somebody evangelized. I had somebody about Jesus Christ. I didn't hear Jesus Christ the day I was born. But somehow, I am here because of his grace. We need to do it for others so they can come. Hallelujah. So everywhere we find ourselves, evangelism is about soul. Every ministry is born by evangelism. Whatever you do is towards the soul. And that's witness. That's evangelism. So evangelism is the beginning of the church. The church begins when the apostles went out and they started preaching and they started, people. We have to pray for that power that will attract people. The power that attracted 3,000 in a day. The power of the Holy Spirit. We have to pray for that. We have to wait for that. We have to be hunger for it. So God can give it to us. Praise the Lord. So every way we can bring the good news to others is part of the method of evangelism. Including all other ministries. You are teaching the souls. It's evangelism. Our pastor is evangelizing us with the revelation and the word of God every day. We are not the same way the same day we joined this church. We have grown. That evangelism is evangelizing, neutralizing our souls. Every teaching, preaching, whatever aspect of ministry, they are the method of evangelism. Hallelujah. So, it doesn't matter what it is. We see, I just said it, so I won't go back. Please, let me know when I'm close to the time. Because I don't know the time. Right? Praise the Lord. Amen. So, the apostles, the soul they won, Holy Spirit won it through them. They didn't do it. They couldn't do it until the Holy Spirit came. Even in Matthew 14, we see how Jesus fed 5,000. That's just the men, the old men, the men that they, maybe 20 and over. If you count this plane, women are more than men. They still didn't count the women and the children. So probably over 10,000 or 12, with just 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And that's how he has evangelized their heart. He has preached to them. He has taught them all day. In the evening now, he carried out the work of mission. He said, send them away. He said, no, when we faint, give them something to eat. That's what we do. Thank you, Lord. So, to move forward, because of time, we are the reason Jesus came. We are the reason Jesus came to this world. He came just for me and you to rescue us. We are the center of the attraction. Let me read so I will move fast. We are the center of attraction. We are that our pastor is telling, taught us, HWHO, of Jesus Christ. His appearance on this earth is because of us. Hallelujah. We are the only reason he left heaven. We are the only reason he was birthed. We are the only reason he became a baby in a manger. We are the only reason for his suffering. We are the only reason for his death. We are the only reason for his resurrection and his ascension. He came to hold, he came to have and to hold, just like the vows in marriage, to have and to hold. He came to have us and to hold us. That's the reason Jesus Christ came. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Whew, thank you, Lord. He came to sweep away the kingdom of the devil, so his kingdom can be established. And indeed, when he came, then he wants us not to occupy. You remember the verse that says, occupy until I come. That's the work of evangelism. Jesus Christ was never in a... nobody ever said this is the building that Jesus Christ built. Now, go to the church of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is preaching there. No, he was moving from one place to another, one area to another, one city. At a time, he said, let's cross over. We must go to the other side too. So that is the life of Jesus Christ. That is the life that is calling us to his children. You see, I think it was in the Numbers, somebody said, you people have stayed too long in this location. Turn. We need to turn from our ways. From our orientation we have before concerning the kingdom of God. The purpose of it is for us to fill it up. It's for us to multiply, increase. And who is going to do it? His family. Who are the family? Us. Christians. You know, the Muslim, the terrorists. I grew up where we never knew they would become a terrorist. We went to school together. We are friends. But most of them that are really, really, really deep, they don't go to school. All they do is to teach them the Quran. They go to Quran school. They didn't go to. They teach them that. And they are the one that become the rigid one. Even all the one that goes to like elementary school, just to know how to read and write, they send them back there. After school, they send them back to Quran school. But we Christians, we don't have Christian school. And we do have Christian school. This is Christian school. Our Bible is the Christian school. The individual, all of us, should be going. We should be going to the Christian school every day in our home. That is the nature of God. The Word of God is the nature of God. The Word of God is the character of God. The Word of God will teach us what to do. As we read every day, that is regeneration. Our heart will be regenerating, and the Word of God will be pushing out everything that devil has installed in us, and the Word of God will be spreading. Praise the Lord. That is how we can populate the kingdom of God. We read the Word of God, we go out. If you are reading the Word of God, if you are a student of the Bible, you go out, you will not lack word. Because there are people there that knows more than you do. There are no Genesis from Genesis to Revelation. And they are not ready to listen to you. They want to push you down. But if you don't have the word, you can't give it. And that's why some of our evangelism is not effective. We want to evangelize, we just take the... It is not carnal. It is spiritual. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So we are the reason that Jesus Christ came. You know, the devil established his, you know, when God first created us in Genesis chapter 1, created us, like I said, and breathed in us. He gave us the mandate of heaven. And he wanted us to live forever, to be in that state forever. But we did not. We sinned. And devil took over and began to instill all his characteristics, all the killing, all the malice, everything evil is for Satan. And that's what we are expanded. We get angry, pride. But when we begin to read the Word of God, those things will begin to die away. And we can be able to focus to do the Word of God and the work of God. Hallelujah. So Jesus Christ was willing to come and die for us, to turn us back unto God. I can imagine heaven is asking God, where are you going, Jesus Christ? What do you see on earth that you are going for? Those people, they don't even like you. They are enemies. Okay, send somebody. Jesus Christ will say, no. What they need is love. and I am love. Everything about me is love. My life is love. My date of birth is love. My social security number is love. My driver license is love. My everything is love. Everything about me is love. And that's what I'm going to give. And that's why he came to give to us. The Bible says in 1 John 4, 7 and 8, God is love and love is God. Praise the Lord. So, and that's why we have to go out and give to people. Let me just read fast so I'll keep stop explaining. Hallelujah. So we became his story in heaven that he is going to redeem us. You know, I believe the heaven, that's what I've said. The deal with us and Jesus is that he came, he gave us life at the beginning of creation when he breathed to us. And he had built us a house. And this house, we spoil it. He put his, he himself, his life into us. The Spirit of God. Hallelujah. But now, we mess up that habitation. Do you remember Jesus Christ saying, I am going to build you a mansion. So when our soul goes back, we will have another house. It will not be this one. When Jesus Christ says mansion, it's mansion. Hallelujah. We don't know how it's going to be, but we know we're going to have another house to ourselves when we go to heaven. So the Spirit of God is connection before us and heaven. So Satan thought he got us. He thought he got the totality of us when he deceived us, when we listened to him. He thought we are over. He didn't know God has planned. He even thought he has stopped the work of God. That we and God, we don't have any hope. But Jesus came and gave us hope. That's why I asked them to sing that song. We never earn it. We never deserve it. But he gave it to us. The little we can do is to give him what he deserves. Hallelujah. What is the service for us to spread him? To tell people what he did. We didn't deserve anything. He came and gave us what we did not deserve. If we think there's something he does not deserve, let's give him what he deserves. He deserves us. We didn't have any life anymore. We already died. We're dead. He came to give us his life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I'm wrapping up now. Thank you, Jesus. So we receive his promise. I'm going to skip and go to the conclusion page. Hallelujah. Amen. So we just sing one song. We sang one song that says, you know, everything is about love. It's, I give myself away. So how do we give ourselves away? The most thing is to go and win souls for Jesus Christ. That is his cry. That's how you can know that we are giving ourselves. Not just sit in one place and sing and read Bible. No, that is us. What are we doing for others? We give his love to others. Invite people to the kingdom of God. The kingdom of hell is overflowing. So evangelism is a gift from us to God. How much of this gift of evangelism are we giving? Witnessing to Jesus Christ, witnessing is evangelism. See, go and receive the power so you can witness. Let us receive this power and go and witness. Our church goal, regardless of our position and title, is God is demanded from us to bring more souls out of the kingdom of this world to the kingdom of God. The most effective and easy way is to go out and bring them. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord.